yesterday we mentioned that in the wedding feast of Cana of Galilee, that the Lord Jesus gave this gift of wonderful wine. And what a gift it was. It saved the bride and groom from great embarrassment, especially the groom, because it was a humiliating thing to run out of wine before the banquet was over. Some have speculated that it could have been because Jesus brought these extra guests as he had called five disciples en route to Cana. Whether that's true or not, we know that it was an embarrassing situation that Jesus delivered the hosts from. He rescued them. It was also a wonderful gift because it was the best wine anyone had ever tasted. And yesterday we mentioned at the end that there was actually a last gift that was given to him. So the first gift that he gave to the world was wine. The last gift that the world gave to him was given on the cross. And if you were listening yesterday, I challenged you to think of what that gift was. And ironically, the gift was wine. But it wasn't the best wine. It was very poor wine, the worst wine. As a matter of fact, it was vinegar. Isn't there a pattern there? There a lesson there which has repeated itself? Hasn't he given the best to us? Don't we often give the worst to him? I find that this helps me as I resist sin, as I resist temptation. And I need a lot of help in that resistance. Just to know and ask myself, is this what I want to give him who gave the best to me? I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.